I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Happy holidays to you and yours from the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. Listen to this podcast if you want to live! Another series of groundbreaking podcasts is coming to you from the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. In prelude to a great series review of the Sarah Connor Chronicles coming in the new year, we're loading up three separate memorable reviews of movies that made the legend that is the Terminator franchise. That's right! The Two Guys Talking Podcast will reveal the Two Guys Talking Terminator Podcast. Each film reviewed in order with guest hosts, lifelong memories, and a breakdown of why people continue to love and revel in the legacy that has been and will always be the story of Sarah and John Connor as they fight to outrun the inevitable Judgment Day. Look for more soon from the Two Guys Talking Terminator Podcast. You still don't get it, do you? They'll find you. That's what he does. That's all he does! You can't stop it! He'll wade through you and reach down her throat and podcast the life out of her!
Sorry.
Listen to this podcast if you want to live!
Good day to you. Welcome to the castle. Come on in and rest your weary bones for a while. Today's topic I'm calling, Waiter, There's a Fire in My Soup. Looking back on roads traveled in the past 5 years or so, I have come to see that the so-called politically correct crowd have slowly, inexplicably transmogrified themselves into something much more frightening and intrusive. I call them the word police, those who seek something, anything, to be offended by. These folks, all with way too much leisure time, are cruising our media and most other forms of communication 24/7 with their let's find something that could offend radar running at full power. If a word has a totally inoffensive meaning 99% of the time, this group will take it out of context and show the rest of us how offensive it must be to some other group. Large or small makes no difference. The next step, of course, is to ban that word from current polite usage so as not to risk offending someone or some group. In the past, most of us who have a life have managed to ignore these word activists and relegate them to other fringe groups who are normally off our radar screens. Now, however, too much ground is being gained by the word police, and it's time to say enough already. Where in our Constitution is it written that we have a right to never be offended? Who will be charged with deciding what is offensive and who is offended by it? Just to clarify, I get that we can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I get that the N-word is a no-no. Nonetheless, who decided to add all the other words and phrases to the banned list? And why have those of us in polite society decided to buy into these flagrant violations of our human rights? That would be the control of what we say by a group that doesn't even have an official name. I assume you are aware that people are losing their jobs almost weekly as some person, often unnamed, determines that something they said in public was offensive, and therefore the only acceptable solution is to have them fired to send a message, or as an option, allow the offending party to resign first. The true irony is this. Public civility is on the decline. We all have current examples of rude behavior by others in public, on the road, wherever. And yet the word police spend all their time changing the names of sports teams, demanding firings of media personalities, building lists of words that can't be used. By the way, where's Mr. Carlin when we need him? And also, they are researching new groups who may be offended by yet-to-be-discovered common words. Too bad all their energy couldn't be directed at a simple restoration of manners, eh? Methinks, if people reinstated manners on a national scale, millions of folks would be removed from the to-be-offended list. What do you think about that, numbnuts? Thank you.